There are certain characters that are large in the life and have entered the literary biosphere, and inevitably they'll get picked up for a TV series, whether it's Zorro or...
Well, not the movie Zorro, the last movie Zorro was awful. Anyway.
Or Merlin or...
Merlin.
I like Mr. Merlin, does that count?
No, that's something completely different, you know.
Okay.
I just have to state, because... I have ranted about this several times. Now, while I have no issues with TV shows, if a TV show sort of runs and makes a really, really good show or something based on a character, that's one thing. It's just when you say that you were based on something and then you'd so dramatically drift from it, like the Merlin TV series in the BBC not that long ago, where they took the name Merlin and they took all the names, the characters from Arthur, and then just did whatever the fuck they wanted with it. It annoys me. This is my general rant, as people have seen before, as I ranted previously about Game of Thrones. Let's just do this and then completely change these things.
Well, how do you feel about the various incarnations of Sherlock Holmes? Because you had the very good British Jeremy Brett series, which many people think was the definitive
Holmes.
That
was very good.
And then you've got variations, the modern-day Holmes. You've got at least two different series.
You've got
the British one.
I think it's because they have modernised them. I don't actually have an issue with them.
But what about, say, Sleepy Hollow?
I like Sleepy Hollow.
It's got nothing to do with the source material. Well,
no, but admittedly,
it's a headless horseman.
The source material was a terribly small novella. It was a very small book from a long time ago.
Okay,
so fine. I don't have a major issue with them because it's so... They're not really trying to follow it anyway. I know I'm probably being inconsistent here. I know what you should follow and what you shouldn't follow. There you are.
No, I agree with you. I mean, there's a whole stack of series. Like, we're saying Merlin, but yeah. Merlin's frustration was you thought you might be watching a series about Merlin and then discovered,
yes,
no, you're not.
Exactly.
You're watching a series of a character called Merlin.
Yes.
But otherwise no bearing whatsoever on what you thought you were going to watch. And
yeah.
I know you're more forgiving of Elementary, but the same deal. Elementary makes sense the second you forget that it's got anything to do with Sherlock Holmes.
No, hang on. That's unfair. They've taken elements of Sherlock Holmes, like his drug addiction.
What? Yeah, I think
and
Elementary
they, works. They've kept the
I'm
idea that
it
he's,
doesn't work.
He's just... a brilliant detective.
Mm.
Right? That sharp mind is still there. They've put him in a completely different setting in the modern times, in the US of A... And yeah,
it follows the spirit. I think that's probably part of the issue. Whereas Merlin, did not in any way.
Yeah. Well, you see, Sherlock, you complain, well, it completely twists the original stories around. But it's done with such love and understanding of the original that people don't complain. They quite like it.
Mm. And the British series, I enjoy the British series as well. Again, it follows the spirit of who Sherlock Holmes is. Though admittedly, they both decided he basically had no emotional intelligence whatsoever, which was interesting. I don't think the original books necessarily were that clear on that.
Well, I don't know, he seems fairly attached to that woman in the British Sherlock.
Well, yes, that's very true. But that doesn't mean that you're emotionally intelligent in any way.
Well, he managed to unlock his phone, didn't he? What about remakes of classic Looney Tunes characters? Because we've got this whole series of new set of Looney Tunes using the old characters.
I cannot speak to that. I haven't seen any of them, so I really don't know.
Interesting concept.
Yeah. I guess for me it's the spirit of a thing. If you're not following the spirit of what you're doing, then why are you doing it even? What is the point of it? You're just stealing a name to make people watch you.
Right, so how do we feel about all these Star Trek variants?
They're all Star Trek. Well, okay, they're not based on... It wasn't based on a book series that they're then distorted. I have no issue with that because they feel like spin-offs from the original. So I don't actually have an issue with Star Trek.
What about the rebooted movies of Star Trek?
Well, seeing as they were so much better than the last bunch of movies, I don't have an issue with that either.
No, I just got really irritated because they said they're a completely new time stream and they just redo the Khan story.
The new version of Ironside, that was one of the most disgusting things ever created.
I don't remember seeing that.
No, okay, but I just wanted to get that one out there because that was truly, truly awful. I finally remembered something just really bad as a remake.